Okay, welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. And Doc, you enjoy this. I can tell you help. You like helping people.
Oh, absolutely, George. And, of course, that's what we do every day, literally millions of people around the world. And basically, it's quite simple. All degenerative diseases that result in disablement or maybe even death from natural causes are caused by nutritional deficiency diseases as opposed to genetics or environment. And so autoimmune, cholesterol, that kind of stuff, those are all false theories. And so what being a veterinarian and a physician is valuable because in the animal industry we don't have health insurance. We've been able to eliminate 900 different diseases, George, that still plague people. And so what I did was turn all these animal formulas into human formulas, and it works in people like it does in animals. All vertebrates will give you the same positive response when you give them the right nutrients.
Doc, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing this for a long, long time, how many people do you think you've helped?
Oh, it could be close to a billion, because it's tens of millions, hundreds of millions. We through the eyes of our associates, and we pay about 250,000 people a month. And, of course, that doesn't count customers. These are just people who have become students of the information. They enjoy helping a lot of people. And through their eyes, I mean, I have one gal who's been with me for 25 years. She sees 500,000 patients a month through the Internet.
How many?
500,000.
My God, how does she do it? How does she have the time to do that?
Well, it's all done through the Internet, and of course, she's become a very wealthy woman doing it because she's paid on volume, and she's really has a very interesting life. She buys wineries and bed and breakfasts and vineyards and things like that, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do, and they keep working, don't they?
Yep.
Well, you know what you do. This, you know, you've got an army behind you, and this army has been with you for a long time, and they care, and they're devoted. Let's go to the calls now, folks. Continue to call; every line is lit, Doc. Let's go to Blair in Arizona to get things started here. Hi, Blair. Go ahead.
Thanks, George. Doc Wallach, malpractice numbers that you described last hour, is that a uniquely American phenomenon, or do the other economically strong nations that have taxpayer universal health care also record similar kinds of statistics?
Oh, yeah. For instance, Canada, which they get, quote, free medical care, unquote. Of course, their gasoline is $5 a gallon to pay for the free health care. So the taxes from that high rate on their gasoline pays for the free health care. In Toronto alone, we have 25,000 people just in the city of Toronto. And I always ask them, I say, why do you guys come to me? You have free medical care. And they say, Doc, just because it's free doesn't mean that it works. And so they've actually understand. And so, for instance, type 2 diabetes, so you give the body the right raw materials. The body can repair itself, repair its biochemistry. So somebody who's been a brittle diabetic, a type 2 diabetic for 30 years, in 30 days, their physician, their endocrinologist will take them off their medications and say, hey, for whatever reason, you're not a diabetic anymore. And we do this, I don't know, literally thousands of times every year with people like that. But everybody who has type 2 diabetes can get their diabetes in such a state that they can be medication-free. Because what we do is we support and promote healthy blood sugar. We support and promote healthy metabolism of sugar and carbohydrates at the cellular level. Once you know the pieces that are missing, it's easy to replace those pieces. It's like somebody who's a computer geek, and they just listen to the computer owner's complaint, and they know exactly what's wrong. They change the chip, they change the piece, and immediately the computer's working again. And so I've become a student of these diseases and the little signals, just like the earlier case where the guy falls asleep all the time right in the middle of a sentence or right after meals. And so I just knew what the problem is. The same way here, we get so many people, their doctors say you can't regrow cartilage, you need a double knee replacement. Well, by contrary, au contraire in French, I guess, that we can, in fact, support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage. We can support and promote maintenance repair of discs between the vertebrae, bones themselves. We can take people with seriously receding gums and loose teeth and put them on a program. And, again, we're supporting and promoting osteoporosis repair in the skull and the face, and the bones return, rebuild. The gums now have something to sit on, so there's no more receding gums. The teeth tighten up like you put cement around a fence post. And because periodontal disease in humans is just osteoporosis of the skull. And so once you realize these things, the approach becomes simple. And we've been doing this for 38 years commercially. And so we have a lot of experience at it. And we have all these sort of prepackaged formulas. So it makes it simple for somebody who wants to work with us, as George made the offer. And like I say, right now we're paying about 250,000 people a month who are then taking this information, bringing it to their neighbors and workmates and churchmates and so forth. And you think about it. People on prayer lists in church, we advise churches to get committees where they're going to have a committee for girls and a committee for boys. And when somebody goes on the prayer list in a church for diabetes, they get them going on our protocol for diabetes, and usually within a couple of weeks, certainly to a couple of months, they're able to, based on their blood test, their blood sugar test, just following what their doctor told them to do, and we support and promote healthy, again, blood sugar, and they're able to wean off their medication and go back to normal life.
Good for you. Next up, we go to Gordon in Lakeland, Florida. Hi, Gordon. Welcome to the program.
How's it going, George?
Good, thank you.
Before the break, Doctor, you were saying that there was a protocol where you would unclog the blood vessels for the kid, so that the kidneys could then get the blood, and you were going to come back to it, and you forgot. And also, if you could, is there any way to get rid of cataracts? So two for the price of one, if that would be all right.
Okay, well, basically the protocol for dealing with kidney failure is twofold. Number one, you have to stop the inflammation that resulted in the obstructed artery disease in those little afferent arteries carrying the dirty blood into the filtering units. And so you have to get rid of all the inflammatory foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then we actually have, you know, the protocol, which we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is sort of the basic program, has all 90 essential nutrients in it. And then we throw in three things that actually approach the artery problem from three different directions. And again, what they will do is support and promote the artery's desire to heal itself. Our body wants to heal itself. The arteries and all tissues, the brain, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, the eyes, muscles, cartilage, all want to heal themselves, but they require raw materials. And so we do add what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, the Ultimate Cardio Sticks, and the Ultimate Niacin Plus, which is a time-release non-flesh niacin. Those three things are added to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and that's designed, again, to support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And again, the diet is absolutely essential because you have to stop the ongoing damage, and then the arteries have the capacity to heal themselves. And so we have an enormous amount of experience with dialysis patients of various degrees of problem. And so, again, we do this in many, many countries. And this is why I was given the awards at the United Nations in August last year. And I'm supposed to go back to the United Nations later this year for
good
more
for
awards.
You.
So because of these things.
Shelley from Hawaii, what can we do about an overactive thyroid?
Okay, well, overactive thyroid, Shelley, is the result of chronic low thyroid, and the thyroid begins to overcompensate, and it's banging along because it keeps getting messages from the pituitary with a hormone called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and finally the pituitary is pumping out so much TSH that the thyroid begins to run away and just really goes crazy and is overactive. And so we have to do two things. So we actually, again, get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. But when you have thyroid problems, you also have to get rid of cruciferous vegetables, which interfere with thyroid function. And it can wind up with low thyroid or overactive thyroid, either one. And you got to get rid of the cruciferous vegetables. It means cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and kale. And then you throw in, again, I like to use the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and you throw in the secret sauce, we call it, for supporting thyroid function, which is called Ocean's Gold. For 100 pounds, I like to use three of those twice a day. And the medical doctors like to either kill your thyroid gland with radioactive iodine, or they like to surgically remove it in these cases, which is totally unnecessary. But then when they do kill your thyroid with radioactive iodine or surgically remove it, you're tied to them forever because you got to go in every month to get your prescription for thyroid. So you want to try what we're suggesting before if you have overactive thyroid or underactive thyroid, and we'll walk you through this, and the odds are your thyroid will be able to help itself when given the right raw materials.
Doc, vitamin D3, how important?
Well, it's one of the essential nutrients, George, and it's responsible certainly for a lot of things, general welfare, but also along with vitamin A and vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, those four vitamins are responsible for calcium metabolism, actually encourage more efficient absorption of calcium in the intestines, and are responsible for laying it down in the bones in the proper patterns. And so it's an essential nutrient. You cannot live without it. You'll be miserable. Little kids get rickets. In fact, it's kind of interesting. We're seeing rickets coming back in kids now because they stay inside and play on their computers and their little iPads and their iPhones and so forth. They never go out in the sun anymore and chase each other and play tag and run around and throw sticks for their dogs to bring back. And so they're not going out in the sun, so they're getting rickets again. It's a disease from 300 years ago, which we've been able to get rid of by supplementation with vitamin D3. And so we actually have a capsule, which I use because I have to take things on the airplane. We also have a spray, which is a little heavier in the bottles because it's a liquid.
Right.
And so when I'm home, I use the spray, a couple of sprays a day as you're getting five.
Yeah, the spray you can't bring on a plane or it's too big, isn't it?
Well, it's a small bottle, but I could pack it in my check-in baggage. You couldn't carry it on. But the problem is you start accumulating all these liquids that are heavy. So we came out with this little bitty capsule, which is the powder vitamin D3. It's very light, and I'm able to take that and not cause myself problems with overweight baggage.
Let's go to Jean in New York City. Jean, how can we help you?
Hi. Thanks for being on.
Sure thing.
Dr. Wallach, I want to ask you about three things, please. Retinitis pigmentosa. It's in my family. They say it's
Perfectly. Yeah, retinitis pigmentosa is kind of a cousin.
Let's do
one at a time, Jean. And I tell you what, can you run over there and turn your radio down a little bit?
I am, but I wanted to record your answer. Okay, go ahead.
Retinitis pigmentosa is a cousin disease to macular degeneration. It's basically caused by the same thing. So the answer would be the same. You got to get rid of the foods that actually cause inflammation into the retina or the lining of the eye. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten. And then, of course, we would throw in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And then what we call Ocutiv, O-C-U-T-I-V, two or three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And Vision FX, two or three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And these are the raw materials required by your retina of the eye to maintain and repair itself. And this will support and promote maintenance repair. And I do want to mention something about cataracts, because we never got to that. We had an electrical glitch there. But the cataracts, if you're doing exactly the same protocol as with macular degeneration and the diet, in the earliest of stages, cataracts can be reversed because the body can heal itself. But you reach a point at which you can stop the cataracts from progressing, but you can't reverse it. And there's, you reach a point, if you start too late,
Got to get them replaced, right?
Yeah.
Plastic lenses. What's your other question, Gene? You got
Lyme
a couple
disease.
More.
My son had Lyme disease last year. He's feeling better, but he's still very tired. And then knee. My other son wants to get knee replacement. What can he do for that?
All right. Lyme disease and knee replacement, and I'll put Gene on hold so she can record you, Joel. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's go with knee replacement first because it's the easiest one. Knee replacement, what I would do is get rid of all the bad foods again, no fried foods and processed meats, no oils or gluten, but I would also throw in no carbonated drinks because it neutralizes stomach acid and reduces the efficiency of absorption of minerals. And then in addition to the one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight, I would also throw in what we call glucogel, which is the raw materials to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. People do not need knee replacements. Even in charge, July of 2002, Harvard Medical School came out and they looked at the records of 300,000 people who had gotten knee replacements. They said you don't need knee replacements when you have arthritis. And so do contact our people through George's numbers, and they will give you the protocol very specifically for supporting and promoting maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and so on. Now, Lyme's disease is a bug. It's very closely related. It's in the same family of bacteria, syphilis. It's
right, and you get it from a tick, syphilis. Right?
You can get it from a tick. You can get it from a mosquito. And it's very easily curable with a antibiotic. Okay, you take the antibiotic. It's a member of the tetracycline family. And this bug will be killed in a couple of weeks, and you don't have Lyme disease anymore. Now, when people tell me they have chronic Lyme disease, they say, well, how long have you had it? They say, oh, I've had it for 10 years. Well, again, the medical doctor is milking them like an ATM machine because it's in the insurance code books, and they can write that code down and press that button every month, and the insurance pays the doctor.
And Doc, when you say they're milking them, I mean, are they doing it because they want to make money, or do they just not know?
Cha-ching, 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 George. Because they are a self-policing organization, monopoly, with no oversight. And that's why we get doctors who are overcharging Medicare by $375 million. We get doctors who go to jail for 175 years because they're getting $5 million.
I've got a friend who, and you're a veterinarian by trade.
Yes.
She's 80 years old. I bought her a puppy 15 years ago to replace one that had died. And she named this dog a Brittany Spaniel, Georgie. And he lasted 15 years, Doc. They put him down about 2 weeks ago. Mm. She's been distraught ever since. But this is the interesting thing that the vet told her. He said, I'm not going to let you waste money. He's not going to make it much longer. We're not going to operate on him. We're not going to do this. And I thought that was pretty admirable on the doctor, don't you?
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. Your doctor, whether it's for your veterinary services for your dog or your doctor for you, is supposed to be on your side. And there's supposed to be a good...
A partner in this thing, right?
A partner, a mentor, give you good advice on your behalf. But unfortunately... you notice when the big crash came in 2008, there was no medical doctors who lost their houses or their investments because they're milking so many people. In fact, 85% of all personal bankruptcies in America, George, are from medical bills. 85% of all personal bankruptcies, you can check me out, are from medical bills, and shame on them.
Stay with us, Doc. We're going to come back with more final calls on Coast to Coast AM, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, our final segment. Doc, this has gone by way too fast, my friend. My gosh.
Well, your listeners sure ask a lot of great questions tonight.
Oh, they really do. Well, you know what? They care. And this is what's interesting. My 22-year-old granddaughter has been listening to Coast on and off for the last several years when she was a teenager. And she's into this health stuff. And she now has bottles of supplements, and she puts her name on it so nobody else will take them. And I mean, anything she's trying to work on for herself, she gets that supplement. She's been an avid listener of yours. It's just great to know that you're helping people during a time where I think people are under stress a lot, which brings up another question before we go to calls. The tragedy that occurred this weekend, the tragedies that we face every day in our normal life creates monumental stress, Doc, and stress kills. What can people do about that?
Well, many things. And of course, our children, okay, are, according to doctors, will be the first generation of Americans because of all these things you're talking about. Will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. And so we have to do two things. Number one, get rid of all, again, the inflammatory foods, things that contribute to increased rate of cancer, things like fried foods, processed meats. Processed meats give you cancer at the same rate of smoking two packs of cigarettes a day.
Jeez.
You eat a serving a day.
That's horrible.
Yeah, excuse me. The World Health Organization just came out with that just a couple of weeks ago.
What happened to you? Were you coughing?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? You want to? I'll tell you where you have experience doing this. Most guests, when they have to cough, will cough right into the phone. You at least moved away. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I covered the phone with my hand and coughed the other direction.
Nothing worse than you're interviewing the guests and all of a sudden you're So that's good.
But at any rate, so getting rid of the inflammatory foods are essential. And then you want to give the body the nutrients that supports the immune system, defend off diseases, which happens when you're under stress. Your immune system falters, and so you have to give extra of those nutrients that will support the immune system. And we have one of my favorites, of course, is called Immortalium. Immortalium.
Great name. Great name.
It goes after immortality, right? And what it does is increase your stem cells, which actually engages with all your tissues, including your defense systems, your ability to defend yourself, your immune system. And it has what we call ORAC points. That's how you measure the effectiveness of it. It's ORAC. It's an acronym for oxygen radical absorption capacity, and tells you how many free radicals are being neutralized by the antioxidants in a product or a food. Well, when you look at the longest-lived peoples, according to the National Geographic jargon, Dan Buettner and the Blue Zones and all that kind of stuff, the longest-lived peoples on Earth, the top 20, take in about 75 to 100,000 ORAC points a day. Americans, when they're not under stress, only take in about 8,000 ORAC points a day. We're way, way low in our average diet. So we came up with Immortalium to help with these ORAC points. If a person takes two servings a day, you'll take in 320,000 ORAC points. And so if somebody has just stress and they just can't hardly function because of all the stress, if they're getting diseases, especially in chronic infectious diseases because their immune systems are so low, this will support their immune systems. Their immune system will be able to wake up and go back to work. And we're very, very proud of how this product is working. And this is not a replacement for your 90 essential nutrients. This is an add-on. This is one of those secret sauces you take as an add-on because your genes, your DNA, your RNA, and your chromosomes need these 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And doctors forget this, George. They think your genes are autonomous, and they will work without these raw materials. It's just not true. Your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres require all 90 essential nutrients to perform at their optimal levels to protect you against disease, give you maximum longevity, and make everything work like it's supposed to.
All right, let's go to the phones. As promised, final segment here with Dr. Joel Wallach. I'll give you the phone number and the website right before we're off the air with him, so make sure you write it down. Charles in Baltimore. Hey, Charles, thanks for calling.
And thank you, guys. Okay, I have two questions. First of all, could you go over about the sleep apnea again, and how did this stuff start? It's probably more like an industry, right?
You know, sleep apnea is an industry. It starts because one doctor had many complaints in one week about from people who come in and say, you know, while we're here, I have to ask you, Doc, my spouse stopped breathing for about 3 minutes last night. Scared me to death. I was getting ready to call 911. And then two more times the next day that happens, three times the next day, guy says, uh-oh, I just hit the lottery here. I'm going to come up with a CPAP machine, and I'm going to come up with a surgery, and I'm going to come up with drugs to deal with the sleep apnea thing. It became an industry because they can actually show people on these sleep labs and film them while they're sleeping that they do stop breathing. There's no doubt about it, but it's a normal behavior, absolutely normal behavior, which doctors turned into an industry. And let's see, the same way is true with that Lyme disease, same sort of thing. But at any rate, that's all I want to say about sleep apnea, because it's a totally normal behavior. If you want to sleep, if you have trouble sleeping, some people say, I wake up every 2 hours. We actually have an herbal complex that goes along again with the 90 essential nutrients. It's not something you would take by itself, but it will support healthy sleep When it induces sleep, it helps support induction of sleep, helps you sleep longer. And when you take your 90 essential nutrients, oftentimes I get people who will take an extra dose just before bed of the things that we have in our healthy bone and joint pack, because the minerals in there help people sleep. And then you throw in this secret sauce. It's a blend of herbs for sleep, and it's called Sleep Ease. It's just magic. You want to take it, maybe 15, 20 minutes before you want to go to bed, but you want to be close to your bed because it will make you go to sleep very quickly.
Yeah, don't drive, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sheree in Round Rock, Texas. Hi there, Sheree.
Yes, it's Sheree.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I just have a few questions. I have a few things going on. One thing that happens most often is just out of the blue, my ears will turn beet red. Just in February, I was out shopping and my fingers started getting tingly and numb. And when I looked at them, they were all white.
I want you to stop there for a minute. What did you say was beet? Did you say your urine was beet red?
No, my ears.
Her ears.
Oh, your ears. Okay. Okay, and when does this happen? Does it happen after you eat? Does it happen when you wake up? Does it happen in the middle of the afternoon?
There is no certain time. It's just the fingers turning white has only happened once. But one thing that happens a lot is on my lap, it feels like there's creepy crawlies underneath my skin. And that happens quite often.
Sounds like Morgellons, Doc.
That's possible. And, of course, do you take niacin at all?
I don't.
Okay, good. I just want to check because sometimes it makes your ears red. But it could be Morgellons, which I've never seen one myself, but I've heard about them. And so I always ask people, if you have these things coming out of your skin, I want you to bring it to me or send it to me. And I'll pay for the postage. I want to see one under the microscope, and then I can tell you better what to do. But usually when you get tingling and numbness in your hands, you get your ears go red on you. Do you ever sweat when this happens?
No, I don't. And I've checked my blood pressure, too, when my ears have gotten red, and it's always been good.
Not a blood pressure thing. This can be caused by anything from low blood sugar. It could be caused by a release of histamines where you may be sensitive to some foods. So those are things you want to check out. You can do that yourself. Just eliminate certain foods that you eat all the time from your diet for 2 weeks, and if that doesn't happen, then you know that was the food causing the problems. And so I would make sure that you're – what do you weigh, Sheree?
About 160. I just recently lost about 70 pounds.
Oh, well, good. Congratulations. How'd you do that?
Thank you. I've known my whole life that I was allergic. I haven't known, but I've had symptoms of being allergic to gluten. And so I backed off on that, and that helped take that weight off.
Very common. People who will give up gluten, they'll lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds very quickly just giving up gluten.
Doc, tell me why gluten is so bad.
Well, gluten, George, actually acts in your intestines like poison ivy does on your skin. When you contact poison ivy in your skin, you get what's called a contact dermatitis. It's really nasty. And when you have a gluten intolerance, you get a contact enteritis, which is a word which talks about inflammation in the lining of the small intestine, and maybe even the colon. And you get scar tissue in there, and you can't absorb nutrients, and you are what you absorb. You start getting all these deficiencies. Well, people say, well, I can't be deficient in those things because I'm supplementing. But you wind up with all these nutritional deficiency diseases because you can't absorb them. You lose about 95% of your absorptive surface of your intestine. So getting on a gluten-free diet and then supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients, you're going to get maximum benefit. It turns out, George, that about 85 to 90% of all Americans are gluten intolerant. And so I always tell them, kind of eat like the Orientals. You want to be eating lots of rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables and eggs and vegetables and eggs, vegetables and red meat, vegetables and fish, vegetables and poultry. And stay away from the wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Stay away from the Italian food. Stay away from spaghetti and breads, even gluten-free bread if you have diabetes. gluten-free bread will raise your blood sugar faster than a and higher than a heaping tablespoon of table sugar. And so you have to take all these things into consideration. Diet is not simple. It's actually can be quite complex, and but it's something that everybody can learn. And so we're very, very excited about that. And, of course, in the books Dead Doctors Don't Lie and Epigenetics, we have details on how to examine yourself and follow in the trail and figure out what is causes these things. But if anybody, I'll put out a call here on your show, George. If anybody gets one of these Margallon hairs or strings or parasites or whatever they are come out of the skin, put them in a little jar of alcohol.
You want to see it.
I want to see it under the microscope, and I will tell you exactly what it is.
Doc Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet who would go into a trance and come up with incredible health readings, has said before he died that if you eat 3 raw almonds a day, that you will fight cancer. Why would almonds do that?
Well, almonds have certain nutrients in it, especially the oils. We're talking about good oils. We're talking about lots of vitamin E in them and omega-3s. People don't realize that nuts, including walnuts and almonds and pecans, pistachios and so forth, we do have these good oils in them that have the omega-3s in there, which is good for your immune system. Again, your immune system is your best friend when you have cancer. And I would prefer myself, if I ever came down with cancer, I would go all natural and stay away from chemotherapy and radiation, because radiation and chemotherapy fails 97% of the time. And oftentimes when a doctor comes to the spouse of the dead patient, they say, you know, your spouse succumbed to the complications of cancer. No, they died of complications of the treatment. And so almonds have been used by many, many healers, including Edgar Cayce, for supplementing when people have cancer. But again, I wouldn't use that alone. I do the Immortalium to get my auric points up to 320,000 a day. I'd stay away from all the fried foods and processed meats and meat cooked well done. Meat cooked well done, George, actually increases the risk of breast cancer by 462%. And so ladies want to have their meat cooked medium rare instead. And so all these things are factors that we try to get the information to people. And these are from the Harvard Nurses Health Study, 90,000 nurses over 20 years. So the information is quite good. And I've really, again, appreciated the contact in the desert. I actually lectured there twice, and appreciate all of your followers and your listeners. They're wonderful people, and we consider them family, and so it's such a great thing.
Yeah, they're great people. Let's take a few more calls, Doc. Almost out of time. Marcus in Minneapolis. Hey, Marcus, I'm glad we got you in. Go ahead.
Hey, George, Dr. Wallach, thank you guys so much.
Sure thing.
I love the fact that you guys share this information. Let me get to the point, Dr. Wallach. Here's the case. Picture this. A 72-year-old male, my father, just found out today. We don't know yet if it's cancer or whatnot, but goes in for a CT scan, had a hacky cough. Turns out he has pneumonia in the right lung. Okay, you can treat that. Partially collapsed. However, they found 2 large masses. So we're not at the point of the biopsy yet, so we really don't know. But do you have any advice as anything that we can do at this point?
Okay, well, first of all, are these masses in the chest? Are these in the chest or the lungs?
Yeah, it's in this right lung. Two large masses right now.
Okay, we're talking about an inch in diameter or 5 inches in diameter? What
we're talking about seven centimeters by 5, and then the other one's a little bit smaller.
3 inches, yeah. Inches by.
First one's pretty good size, Doc.
Yep. Okay, so again, you cannot go wrong by getting rid of all the things that drive cancer and inflammation. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no smoking. All that's got to go away. Then you can't go wrong. I would give him 2 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. I'd give him the Immortalium to get the auric points, 3 of those twice a day to get his auric points above 320,000 points a day. I would also give him, we have what we call fucoidin, which is an extract of red marine algae, which there's over 800 research projects on it, and it's the reason given that the Japanese have considerably less cancer than we do, and they have a higher recovery rate than we do. And so we have either the capsules, which we call Fucoid Z. You could take three or four of those capsules twice a day.
You've got some wild names for capsules, Doc.
Exactly. Well, that's the name of the substance. Okay, fucoidin, so we call it fucoidin.
Only got about 30 seconds left, Doc.
Okay, and the other one is a liquid called Z-radical. It's these special juices that have antioxidant powers as well as the fucoidin, and that's the direction I would go. And then when you find out what it is, give us a call back, and George and I will help you out.
Great. Doc, thanks again for being on the program. We'll talk to you next month, okay?
God bless you, George. Great job.
Doc Wallach, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. Their phone number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And again, they're our sponsors, our partners. I just think the world of them. And they've got business opportunities for those of you looking to do some extra work around the house. And you can contact them through that phone number or the website to get information as well. You got to work at it. Nothing comes for free, folks. You got to work. You got to work hard. But they do a good job. They've got a great business model for you. I'm going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, and we're going to talk about Grunt, the curious science of humans at war.